As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It was an odd text, to say the least, over the weekend when producer Jessica texted us, "Hey, what's a good cheap beer?"
We're like, what?
It's as if you just turned 21, by the way. Like you've never bought beer before?
I felt like it.
What is this thing called beer I've heard things about?
So producer Jessica was out shopping. We're prepping to get ready for Stagecoach this coming weekend. And it was her job to go get everything for our interview trailer, which includes water and beverages and apparently cheap beer, which is great. Did you go with the Coors Light?
I did go with the Coors Light. Okay. Here's the thing. If I drink beer, I usually drink like an Ale Smith or something like that. I needed something that would appetize the entire crowd that was cheaper because we only had a small budget for booze, and I may have already used a lot of it on the hard stuff.
No, well, nobody likes a heavy beer at Stagecoach, by
no,
the way.
No.
Too hot.
I don't want people to think that while we're working at Stagecoach, we're pounding booze the entire time. But we do have some breaks, and we do have some downtime. And we are adults after a hard day's of work who enjoy a little something-something.
You sound a little defensive. You don't need to be so defensive.
All of a sudden, she's talking like $400 for all the booze we need at Stagecoach. Like, good Lord. We are there to work, after all.
But
I know we're not there to, like, you know, fly a plane or perform surgery, but we are still working.
We also offer the artists who come to be interviewed the chance to have a beverage as well.
There was one year we were empty on day one.
Yeah.
And that was bad.
Well, because artists come in and they have a drink and then they tell their people and those people tell their people. And before you know, we got 20 people drinking our stuff.
Easy. We were doing just fine until the guys in Midland showed up. and they're back this year. So put that in the closet when they get there. They'll probably even sniff. Oh, I know it's here somewhere, man. I know it's here somewhere.
I did go overboard a little, and I felt like a kid in a candy store. And I went to Total Wine, which I had never done a big shopping trip at Total Wine before. I've been in there to browse and grab like one bottle of wine, but I've never been there to do like actual booze shopping. And I did shop around; they had the best prices.
Okay,
he's such a nerd.
And I was so confused, and I kept wandering. And the guy's like, "Do you need help?" I'm like, "Actually, I do."
Jessica, I don't mean to call you up, but you're. In your 30-ish's, right?
Yeah, past that. But
okay, yeah.
Gone.
Again, first time?
Well,
in a liquor store?
I want to make sure everybody's happy, and it's so hard.
What is this place? I don't even know where to begin.
Look, I usually just go get my wine and I get out.
Is this a Halloween store? I'm not sure. Are you messing with us? Or are you being serious?
No, I was very. Well, because like I couldn't find the Jack Daniels. I'm like, where's the Jack Daniels? And he had to be like, usually the big brands, they're on the bottom shelf. I'm like, okay, good to know. And I wanted the big bottle of Jack Daniels. So that's what I got. And then I was
Tammy,
looking.
Do you drink Jack Daniels?
I do not.
I don't drink Jack Daniels. Who's that for?
I don't know. Somebody
the
else.
Big bottle. Yeah. You've never been to a liquor store, Jessica. Where's the Jack?
I'm not
buying it. I'm not buying it.
And we got two bottles of Jack Daniels, but it was on sale if you bought two, so.
You're bringing two handles of Jack Daniels to Stagecoach, and you're the only one that drinks Jack Daniels?
I didn't know what to do.
My first time at a liquor store. I didn't even know they sold Jack Daniels.
And you saved money if you bought two.
Oh, you are full of it. I think I'll just start a little light. Just give me two bottles of Jack Daniels. And no. The big ones. Oh, should be a memorable Stagecoach for a couple of us, at least.
I'm looking forward to it.
Oh, man. Please be safe as you enjoy your stage.
Yes.
Enjoy away, man. The weather's going to be perfect. The vibe will be perfect. They'll have cleaned all the leftover Molly from Coachella off the grass by then. We're gonna have a good time at Stagecoach this year. Be safe, okay? Right. And enjoy yourself. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.